Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cine Gang. In case you were listening last week and nabiting kayo, I have great news for you. Our guest, Chef John Melchor, is back with us to answer more questions. And Chef Char, I know you have some questions for him.
Yes, hindi tayo nahindian ni Chef Jam, kaya he's still with us and that's good. Kasi I really wanted to talk about this this bill that kasi nag-meet kami ni Chef Jam a few days ago for Ang Sarap and na-mention niya yung bill, no? Kasi I think Senator Lauren Legarda visited the food festival, no, sa yung Ang Sarap. And so I was wondering why she was there, and then na-mention ni Chef Jam na there's this bill that's being pushed, I guess, or nasa Congress na hindi lang nasa sign, that will affect Filipino food significantly. So, Chef Jam, what is this bill called or what is it supposed to do?
First of all, Chef Charvin, ako hindi naman ako political. Wala rin akong in-endorse. It's really itong advocacy ng Filipino Food Month. Nangailangan siya ng mas malalim pa na suporta. So, nung napasa yung Filipino Food Month, I thought tapos na yung work namin. Kasi meron na tayong celebration every year. Nakahinga na ako ng malalim. Pero unti-unti kong nare-realize, bitin pa siya. Marami pang issues na pumapasok sa isip ko na nandun pa tayo sa conversation na bakit dapat ba standardized yung adobo, ganyan. Pero ang dami-dami pang issues na mas malalim na I think nakaka-apekto. Bakit tayo nagkakagulo-gulo? Number one, hindi...
So, hindi ka pwedeng magpahinga.
Yun nga eh. Akala ko magpapahinga na ako. Tapos, naisip ko, hindi pa recognize ang gastronomy as a form of art sa government natin. Merong dance, theater, film, music, pero walang food. So, kahit anong gawin natin, hindi recognize yung industry natin. Wala tayong national artist. Para makapag-nominate ka ng isang national artist, kailangan ma-recognize muna yung industry ng artist na yon. So doon papasok yung batas dapat. And then, wala tayong database sa resources natin sa buong Philippines. Wala tayong inventory kung ano yung culinary heritage natin. We keep on using the term culinary heritage, but what is the real culinary heritage of the Philippines? Nagkaroon kami ng independent project with DOT during the pandemic. Nag-start to 2019 bago pa nag-pandemic. At kahit pandemic, tinuloy namin sa. We were able to food map Pampanga and Bulacan. Akala ko alam ko na lahat ng pagkain sa Pampanga at saka Bulacan. Dahil syempre, lumaki ako doon. Kahit kakapikit, proud na proud ako, alam ko. Pero lumabas, may mga mahigit 400 dishes na bago sa pandinig ko.
400?
400 sa mga baryo-baryo, no? Talagang ginalunggad namin yung mga baryo, yung mga matatanda, ganyan, through the help of their tourism officers. So, kung magkakaroon lang ng food mapping initiative at may isa sa batas ito para magkaroon tayo ng inventory na malawak sa buong Philippines from north to south through the Philippine Culinary Heritage Act, pag na-recognize na ang gastronomy, lahat ng ito mangyayari. Tapos mas malalim na funding, mas malaking funding for Filipino Food Month. Kasi hindi naman pwedeng maliit lang dahil this is a national celebration. Doon din papasok yon, doon sa Philippine Culinary Heritage Act. So, ang dami niyang niyakap na problema sa industry natin na akala natin, nandun pa tayo sa stage na puro adobo, sinigang, sisig, ganyan, yung usapin. Pero ang dami pang mas malalim na dapat nating pagtuunan ng pansin. Buti na lang wala akong restaurant na binabantayan. Kung hindi, hindi ko magagawa to.
Mahirap nun.
Pero when you say culinary mapping, does that mean na ililista mo lang yung dish or pati yung recipe kailangan ilista mo, sino nag-imbento, ganyan? Lahat yon kailangan ipasok sa database?
Lahat, yes, lahat. Kung sinong nag-imbento, ano yung stories behind it, pati yung folklore, lahat nakalagay doon sa inventory na yon.
Grabe. But I think that will help solve some issues, no? Kasi parang that's one of the things na tama ka, marami pa rin issues or mga pinag-aawayan yung mga tao sa food world. And that could be immediately solved kung meron tayong database na yung kumbaga parang para wala nang debate, meron kaming research material dito that will prove which one is parang kumbaga may final say on certain things, diba? Parang I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, marami kasing independent study pero kailangan natin ng talagang collective effort na mas comprehensive. Tapos yun nga, ang Philippines mahilig yan sumali sa International Expo. Mahilig tayong makihalubilo sa ibang bansa. Kaya naman nating mag-organize ng sarili natin. For example, bakit ang Ubud kilala siya as Ubud Festival, 'di ba? Pwede naman tayong magkaroon ng sarili natin. So bibigyan ng Philippine Culinary Heritage Act ng pangil yung Filipino Food Month.
Yun. So the stuff na I wanted to happen for Filipino Food Month, masasolve siya kung meron nga nitong bill na to, no? Because parang bibigyan ng budget yung Filipino, yes, Food Month, bibigyan ng chance to really shine. But do you think this will affect, kasi parang for let's say restaurant owners, food bloggers, food writers, how will this affect us? Kami, like kaming tatlo, for example, or our peers, parang why should this be considered important?
Because pag naipasa to, magkakaroon na ng sub-commission under NCCA, siseryosohin na nila tayo.
Wait, so hindi pa pala rejected to? Under deliberation pa to para maipasa itong bill?
Yes.
Ah, akala ko rejected or something, na natigil na. Okay, okay.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a big chance. Yeah. Okay. Hindi ako, ano eh, I don't understand the process of bills. Di ba alam ko, dadan sa Congress, then sa Senate, then kailangan pirma ng presidente, or not all bills kailangan pirma ng presidente?
Parang marami pa siyang kailangan na pagdaanan na session sa Congress. And then once it's approved by the Congress, isasampa sa Senate. Which is, ang maganda ngayon, na tinututukan siya ng mga congressman like si Tof de Venecia, si Roman Romulo, yes, sa Congress. Tapos dahil magiging senador si Loren, automatic, sasampa na siya sa Senate.
Tapos, the bill gets turned into a law. Tama? Yes. Pag na-approve?
Yes.
Ayan. Hindi ko pa naman pala nakalimutan lahat ng polsci subjects ko.
Kung nakikinig yung mga teacher mo, Chef Ed, nagpapalakpakan sila ngayon.
Parang, ay, buti na lang.
Okay. mga social science teachers sa atin eh, yun, nagpapasalamat ngayon. Ha? May pumasok naman.
Yeah.
Kasi ako nakalimutan ko na yung proseso na yun. So, yung mga teachers sa Savior, hindi masaya at this moment.
Okay. Itong bill na to, Chef Jam, it why do we need this? Diba? That's the number one question eh. What are we neutered without it? Tayo ba ay nasasakal tayo without it? How does it help us exponentially? How does it help us grow yung initiatives natin and movement na gusto natin mangyari? Why do we need a bill to get passed to help us?
Kasi for the longest time, yung mga tao nakasandal lang sa Filipino cuisine. Pero wala silang mabigat na ginagawa for it, para dun sa cuisine itself. So nakinabang na sila, sumikat na sila sa Filipino cuisine. Pero I think ito yung right time para meron tayong gawin talaga para sa cuisine, para makinabang yung mas nakararaming lahat na tao within the industry.
Okay, so what you're saying is, since marami na rin within the country na, let's say, let's not tiptoe around it, chefs who made their names nga sa cooking Filipino cuisine, serving Filipino cuisine, and making money, no, as their livelihood, no, because of Filipino cuisine, no. Maraming sikat na chefs dyan na sumikat talaga because of what they serve in their restos na Pinoy na Pinoy. What we want to happen now is to make sure that all of this is shared by the masses, the culture, the heritage. Nalito ako doon ng konti.
Para mas maintindihan nila ang Filipino food, importante talaga na may intervention yung government din. Saka hindi lang tayo laging pangalawa. Halimbawa, handaan. Doon lang tayo pumapasok. Sa isang event, showcase lang tayo. Dapat meron din tayong time na tayo yung bida, yung Filipino cuisine.
Kasi parang at this point, yung other other arts are being, parang may sarili silang platform to be celebrated at. No? So film, dance, theater, lahat sila considered part of the culture. So parang may funding sila, may platform sila. Yung food, kahit na people keep saying it's part of our culture, it's a big part of our culture, wala namang binibigay sa atin na platform, walang binibigay na funding. So, kumbaga parang second class citizen yung food
for example,
cultural world.
Si Feb, National Arts Month, walang culinary arts. May is Heritage Month, walang culinary heritage.
But, you know, I'm coming from a point of view na ano, wala rin naman akong ano eh. Naririnig about those months. Kunwari yung Heritage Month. Yung ganun. So, why do I need that bill to help me? Parang ganun eh. That's where I'm coming from. Kumbaga, can't we just do this? But, as Sharwin said, nilatag niya, not everything kaya from the heart lang. Kailangan, sometimes, kailangan ng funding, kailangan ng government intervention to highlight it, really. Put it at the forefront, no? Okay, okay.
Yeah, I think that's more than anything, it's that. Nagigits. Because if... Let's say members of the private sector are the ones that really just take the initiative. Eventually, that is going to kind of, how do you say it, die down.
Become the norm,
right? But if it's the government talaga that kind of is the one that pushes it, gising lahat, di ba? It'll really awaken, making it a standard thing na. Ano na eh, na parang it's not just anymore, na parang almost to the point na parang we would do it as a, no, chef would do it as a passion project, di ba? But this one, it's given new life, recognition that what your effort is doing is something meaningful and that will benefit the country.
Yes. Then maybe you can apply for, like, let's say a grant, kunwari, kasi di ba ganyan yung mga Nat Geo sometimes, di ba? So we go to the government, hey, can I apply for a grant? I want to shoot a film about culinary heritage ng food in ano, Region 2. Kasi right now, if you say Region 2, alam mo lang dyan, yung Pancit Batil ba yun? Yun lang yung alam ko from there, eh. Diba? So something like that, tama ba? Because it's a law, I can probably do something like that. Pag napasa yung bill.
Yeah. Pag napasa yung law. Hindi ka na magdadalawang salita kasi definitely recognized na siya. So ngayon, hindi mo alam saan ka pupunta kung gusto mong mag-produce ng film, humingi ng suporta sa government, wala.
Ako, I'm fascinated with the culinary mapping part of the bill, no? Kasi parang, if you don't identify these dishes, posibleng mawala siya, eh, no? Kasi there are dishes na literally yung lola lang may alam. And then, hindi niya pinapasa kasi yung anak niya or yung mga apo niya ayaw magluto. So literally, pag nawala yung lola, mawawala na yung dish from history. So sa akin, the culinary mapping part fascinates me. Yung the fact na if we can create a database na forever siyang nandyan na, no? Kasi nasa computer, unless may siraulong nag-erase ng computer, yung computer na yun, yung database na yun, you'll have all the... So anytime culinary students want to go deeper into... research, into creating, yun nga, yung mga documentary shows, meron silang pwedeng puntahan, di ba? I believe this is what the culinary mapping can create for us. Parang, hindi na yung pahula-hula na lang na, saan ba galing tong dish na to? Tapos mag-iimbento na lang yung resource person sa TV show na, I believe this is ganyan-ganyan. Kasi this, like, for example, for me, yung Bicol Express, di ba? Hanggang ngayon, hindi ko makakalimutan talaga yung Bicol Express. Walang makasagot kung bakit siya Bicol Express. Everybody knows the train, na it was named after the train. Pero nobody can explain why it's named after the train. So, hindi ko makakalimutan kasi yung show ni Chef Sandy, Dasa, pumunta siya ng Bicol, nag-man on the street siya, in-interview niya yung mga 10 different people. Lahat Bicolano kung bakit Bicol Express. And ang common answer nila, kasi Bicol Express, eh. Ganun. As in, literally, ganun lahat ng sagot nila. Well, hindi nila masagot kung ano talaga yung dish na yun or why it came to be. So, parang at that point, at that show, it was funny. Pero in the bigger scheme of things, parang oo nga, no? Parang, paano natin sasagutin to? Kasi pag may nagtanong sa akin na foreigner, hindi ko rin alam kung paano sagutin yung tanong na yun. Like, how was Bicol Express created? Why is it called Bicol Express?
You know.
And did it really even come from Bicol?
You know, when I first tried Bicol Express, I ironically tried it in a restaurant in Cebu. And I actually enjoyed it, even though it was really spicy. And as a child, I couldn't handle heat too much. But I really, that's when I discovered na I liked food na mixed with coconut milk, diba? And I asked, why is it called Bicol Express? And he gave me an answer. Because though it's so spicy, you go, whoo, whoo, like that. And you sound like a train. But I was a child, diba? So naniwala naman ako.
Malay nyo, yun nga yung sagot. Feeling ko yun talaga. Feeling ko yun talaga.
So that's the legend of the Bicol Express.
Naniniwala ako dyan, Richie. I have a stupid question. Backtracking lang to one of our previous episodes, I think a year ago. So ito ba yung bill na, ano, same bill na sinasabi dapat i-standardize ang mga recipes ng nila adobo, ganyan? Is this the same bill we're talking about o iba pa to?
No, this is a different one. Parang yung...
A different to. Kala ko yun din yun, to standardize so that mas madaling i-replicate and to teach. Iba pa pala yun. Okay, okay. Nalito na ako. Di ba yung sabi sa curriculum dapat? Eh, yung ano yun? Di ba naging malaking issue yun? Dapat, ano, iisa yung, lang yung recipe ng lahat?
Yung standardization was a project by...
DTI.
DTI.
So, hindi so, bill
that's yun. Why I found it strange. Kasi why is it a Department of Trade ang nag-spearhead ng activity that has something to do with food? So, parang... But, kasi I believe with mapping, it's really just creating that database. Eh. You're not forcing people to do things a certain way. You're just making sure na hindi mawawala yung na-create na.
Archiving.
That kind of goes back to what you were saying before, Chef Char, na ano, nung nawala yung DEX, the culture part, parang ano, got overlooked because there was no really ano anymore, like how it was with DEX na there was no one body really monitoring that, eh, di ba? The culture part kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, kasi the NCCA is not a cabinet level group. So that means wala silang cabinet level na budget. So and naiinggit tayo sa Korea, I keep hearing it all the time when I go to these food events, yung mga tao, yung grabe yung Korea, no, kahit na saan ka pumunta, lahat ng tao kumakain na ng Korean food. Eh, parang ako, eh, that's part of their government push kasi. So, feeling ko dun talaga nagkaka-difference. Pagka may government funding ka, all of a sudden, you're pushed to a platform wherein people will notice you, people will sort of take a look at you. Kasi kung hindi, madali kang makalimutan. Eh. I think it's the same with sports, eh, di ba? Yung Philippine Sports Commission is also not a cabinet level. Ano, so wala rin tayong parang body that really looks out for our sports teams, right, or sports officials. So,
MVP.
Ganun din with food. Yeah, di ba? So MVPs, talagang sariling pera na lang nila yung nilalabas nila to help. Eh. So feeling ko, yan din mangyayari sa atin if we don't push the government to help us. Yung will rely on the kindness of, you know, foodies, di ba? Until they're interested or alam mo yan, as long as hindi pa sila bored, they'll help us. Pero kung na-bore sila, biglang mawawala na lang yung budget, right, di ba?
May tanong ko kay Chef Jam. Given that ano that your organization, di ba, is heritage cuisine, the Filipino one, do you have a favorite one?
Favorite one?
Favorite Filipino dish?
Lahat. Kailangan safe.
Hindi eh. Taga Pampanga ka eh. Pwede. Talagang pinot on the spot eh.
Hindi ka tulad namin na bias sa bias talaga kami. Talagang dine-declare namin ano kami.
Baka
makota ko eh. Kailang, hirap na. Alam mo naman dito sa podcast namin, mga average 350,000 ano, listeners
per minute.
Per minute,
baka,
eh, no?
Baka iyan ako, ibas ako.
Kala mo ganun karami talaga nakikinig eh. Yeah.
Kanina, Chef Jam, you mentioned na nung nag-culinary mapping kayo sa Pampangan, marami kang dishes na na-discover. Which dish really surprised you? Na
na-curious ako.
Na sa Pampanga pala nang galing tong dish na to? Or what is this dish? Parang I've never tasted it before. What's the most surprising one you've seen so far?
Na-realize ko na dun sa food mapping, may coastal area pala talaga yung Pampanga. Hindi lang yung area na yung pinuntahan natin, di ba, dinala kita some time ago for a sisig trip. Tapos nagpunta tayo sa may Araya at ganyan. So may coastal area. Yung food waste, importante rin na malaman bakit ganun yung lugar na yon, bakit ganun yung pagkain nila. Pampanga may seafood. Yung parang, yung ganun. So parang, ang dami naming nalaman na bagong buro na kakaiba. Something like that. Mga variations. Kakao, meron pa ang kakao sa Pampanga.
Talaga? Kala ko lahat nasa Davao na eh.
Yung duman namin, Davao, naging... siyempre, hindi pwedeng mawala.
Yung there's this belief kasi na yung Pampanga is landlocked, eh, 'di ba? So what does it mean na yung coastal area? Like ano yung body of water na pinanggagalingan nung seafood?
Mga river, Pampanga? River. It's connected na sa Manila Bay. Tapos syempre part ng galleon trade, talagang dinadaanan yun noon ng mga barko na may mga dala rin na iba't ibang spices. So it's a very interesting research na dami naming na-document na recipes, mga recipes ng pangmayaman, mga recipes na pangmahirap, recipes ng pang-ordinaryong araw, recipes na pang-fiesta, pang-patay.
So meron pala tayong ganun kasi some
recipes pang-patay?
Yes.
Yung sinaserve sa lamay, ganun?
Mm-mm.
Ano sinaserve sa lamay? Hindi man dinuguan. No?
No, siyempre may pakain, 'di ba, pag may patay. Depende dun sa area kung mayaman yung area or yung namatay mayaman, pare, praile. Tas alam mo 'yon. So, and 'yun yung interesting na more than the typical sisig, bringhe, yung mga nakakain natin pag nagpo-food trip tayo sa Pampanga. This recipe is yung galing baryo. Na they were able to preserve it. Pang Pasko, may, na pagkain.
May examples ka of like of some of these dishes?
Yes, meron. In fact, ipapublish namin siya sa isang book na ilo-launch this month bago matapos. Itong 30th. Ilalabas ng provincial government ng Pampanga.
So these will be dishes na yung mga na-discover nyo from your travels?
Yes, dun din sa food mapping project na yun.
Kasama ba dyan yung ano? Kasi, akala ko landlock yung Pampanga. Sabay pagpunta ko, yung meron sila yung mga ano yung mga seaweed na salad. Sabi ko, paano kayo kumuha ng seaweed dito? Eh, nasa, ano kayo? Diba? Almost lahat ng restaurant puntaan. Yung lato, ba yun? Pako, one of the two. Pako, no? Oo, sabi ko, ano meron? Di ba galing sa dagat yan or sa river yan? So, nalost ako ng konti. Tapos, one of my favorite restaurants in Clark, no, Angeles naman, yung ano, Binulo. Meron sila doon yung ulong ba tawag doon? Yung shrimp? Na ulang. River prawn? Ulang, di ba? Na, that they serve na sinigang. Sarap. So, yun nga. So, nagigets ko ng konti yung sinasabi ni Jam na, ano to, ano yan, sa mga barrio, ganyan. We're trying to break the mold here. Not the mold, but the preconceived notion na basta Pampanga, sisig, period. Diba? Hindi. Marami pang iba. Sana masama dyan yung ano, favorite namin, sneaky favorite namin, the sinigang, yung tocino barbecue ni Milas. Diba? Kahit na tocino yan, ito na ba inihaw mo? Wild. Diba? Wild, guys.
Pinaalala mo na naman, gutom na naman ako.
Sarap. Maraming
nagutom ako, actually. Sana may mag-serve niyan dito, no? Yeah. Jam, what is needed ba for this bill to get passed? Ano, may kailangan ba? Nag-ano tayo? Do we rally for it? yung mga chefs, paano ba matutulong natin dyan, di ba? Ano, labas ba tayo sa EDSA? Paano ba tayo mga ano? Or we just, ano, we just subaybayan muna. Nandun pa tayo sa stage na subaybayan natin, saan na siya ngayon, saan na siya napupunta, hindi na etsapuera, hindi pa naman natin kailangan mag-signature campaign or anything, di ba? I don't know. Hindi ako mahilig talaga, ano eh, sa ganitong aspect ng politics. Hindi naman sa hindi mahilig, wala akong alam. Diba? So hindi, I'm not even gonna pretend I know the steps here. So ano ba ang dapat?
I have to be very honest, Chef Ed, Chef Sharwin Ritchie. Mm. Ako, wala namang playbook akong sinusundan eh. Dito sa lahat ng ginagawa ko. Sinusundan ko lang yung palagi ko at saka yung mga tinatanong ko na tao kung ano yung magandang gawin dun sa pinaniniwalaan ko. And nakikinig. So sa stage ngayon, I think, we just have to wait. Pero kailangan natin ipaalam sa mga kasama natin sa food industry na may ganito. Kasi for example, kung hindi tayo nag-usap tayong apat ngayon, hindi ko mapapaintindi sa inyo ano yung pinanggagawa namin. At for example, hindi ako naimbita sa isang webinar ng Climate Change Commission. Hindi ko mamimit si Senator Loren. Hindi ko mapapaliwanag sa kanya yung mga gusto kong mangyari para sa industry ko. Hindi niya ipofile yon as House Bill.
So ganun lang pala yun, no? Sometimes it's luck, no? And coincidence, no?
Yeah. Galing. Yeah. So parang para sa akin, lahat ng nangyari, sunod-sunod, dikit-dikit. At nakatulong. It led me to another phase para matulungan yung mga ginagawa namin na initiative. At yun. At saka, nice. Naniniwala ko na kapag pure yung intentions mo, walang makakapigil.
I have to commend you, ano, Chef Jam. Kasi parang, whenever I go to these food events, kausap ko yung mga fellow chefs and foodies, parang everyone wants this to happen. Eh. Parang, but you're right, no? Minsan, you need to keep talking with people, expressing what we want. Kasi we don't know kung sino yung nakikinig or sino yung may kakilala. And I think that's what, that's the next step, no? Abangan natin tong bill na to if it gets pushed. If it's not, then we need to keep talking with more influential people. Siguro when we go to the events, for all of you guys listening to us right now, baka naman you guys know someone also, di ba? It would be nice to not even force them to do something. No? Just talk about, like, wouldn't it be nice to have this? Wouldn't it be nice to see food in this light and blah, blah, blah. And who knows what will happen. I think yung si Chef Jam is a testament to what could happen pag, you know, we just keep meeting people, we just keep talking with people. Who knows what can happen.
Preparation intersecting with luck. And Jam is one of the most prepared, well-trained, and talagang bihasa na dito sa movement na ito. No? He's been championing it for our industry for the longest time, for as long as I know. And we are very proud to call Chef Jam one of our colleagues and friends, no? Kaya tuwang-tuwa kami that we were able to guest him for the past two episodes, no, of the Sinigang, including this episode. So Jam, alam mo naman to, maraming salamat sa iyong mga naipamahaging mga ano, ideya and ano, insights, no? Kasi wala, this is really a topic and subject that's very foreign to us. And we are very happy na kahit paano naliwanagan kami. So yun. Thank you, Chef Jam. Any final thoughts, words, and ano, anything to promote?
No, thank you. Maraming salamat lang, Chef Ed, Chef Sharwin, tsaka Richie. Part kayo ng Filipino food conversation. And what you've been doing is also remarkable. Nauna naman kayo sa industry, sumusunod lang kami. And tayo, we only do what we can. And isa lang naman ako, hindi rin kaya ng isang tao yan. Marami rin tumulong sa akin along the way. I can't take all the credit. Maraming nag-inspire sa akin. Maraming nakahawak sa likod ko para magawa ko to. Hindi kaya ng iisang tao. Yung ganito kalaking project sa initiative. Marami akong dapat pasalamatan at tanglawan.
Alright. So thank you very much, Chef Jam. It has been another wonderful evening of pag-usap, discussions, and insights, insightful conversation. Sana hindi ito ang huli mong pag-i-guest sa amin. Sana ay maimbita ka namin ulit, no? Huwag naman natin hintayin pa ang next na Filipino Food Month, ha?
Huwag naman. Sa December, para mapag-usapan yung galantina.
Yung famous chicken galantina na Chef Jam na limited edition na pag Pasko lang lumalabas. Parang Baby Jesus. Na pag Pasko lang lumalabas. Ganun, no? Tapos may mga, tayo yung three wise men. Pengi. Hello. Silip lang. Hi. Ayan. So guys, this has been another wonderful episode of The Sinigang. This is Chef Edward Bugia saying goodbye to our listeners. In behalf of my wonderful co-hosts, Chef Charwin T, and the pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora, tune in again next time for another wonderful episode of The Sinigang. Bye.
Bye.